Time for Tim to rant. This is Someone Has to Say It.
You know what? No ranting today. How about a little story instead? I call this Small Town School Boards 101. A few years back when I lived in that unique space between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that would be Pennsyltucky, an opportunity to serve on the local school board presented itself to me. Two of our board members stepped down, creating temporary vacancies. A call went out to the local community for volunteers. I got a little nudging from some of my, quote, friends, but I made the decision to put my name in pretty much on my own. You know, I like to walk the walk and talk the talk. But check it out. The process for replacing board members that step down is relatively simple. You submit your name and resume and explain your desire to be considered. You then appear in front of the current board and answer some school board related questions. If the current members find you acceptable and they vote for you, you're in. So I completed all the necessary paperwork. I received confirmation that I would be considered as a candidate. The following week, while walking through the elementary school and dropping some papers off for my daughter, I even got stopped in the hallway. According to this person, there was a lot of people in the community supporting me. Now, this term was only going to be for 4 months until the general election, and considering my background as an educator, I felt relatively confident in my chances of being selected by the remaining board members. However, 1 week before the interviews, I was informed by a friend that I was not going to be selected. How could that be? I hadn't even had my interview, I thought. The current board didn't really know anything about me, except for what was on my resume. Or so I thought. I pressed my friend for information. Why? What's the problem? How is it possible to be eliminated before I even interview? That's when living in a small conservative town smacked me upside the head. According to my friend, even though some community members liked my background in education, I had a major problem. You see, according to some in the community, although I was involved with Little League, football, and PTO, I was also, quote, a liberal college professor, most likely an atheist, and probably had plans to get rid of the Christmas play. I looked at my friend in disbelief. He then told me how he tried to defend me for over an hour, but they just weren't hearing it. Look, in truly conservative towns, right-wing rhetoric is typically viewed as unbiased news, absolutely factual. Therefore, since I actually did work at a college as a faculty member, I had to be an unabashed liberal, atheist, and Christmas warmonger. Anyway, after pondering this new professional reputation, I attended the interview process anyway. I gave great answers related to the public schools and what's best for children and communities that value public education. I kept my disdain for Christmas to myself. But in the end, I only received one of four votes needed to be selected to finish out the terms of the vacating school board members. Oh, well, it wasn't like I didn't have enough to do at my university job, you know, advocating for socialism and the destruction of all religions. However, after a month, I received a strange call one morning from a standing board member. This was a no vote for me. He told me that he had just filed his paperwork for re-election and found out that I wasn't running. He wondered why. I told him very simply that since my, quote, interview with the board and finding out my reputation in the community, I wasn't going to run in the election. I told him I didn't stand a chance at winning. Then it happened again, small town politics. According to this person, he now wished that he had voted for me and that, quote, other community members were hoping that I was going to run. I just listened and thought, really? What about Christmas?